That was Martin Durham there, who's a journalist with ARD. Well, we can talk now to Magnus Gafgen's lawyer, Dr. Michael Hauschimer. Dr. Hauschimer, thank you for joining us. Many people just find it difficult to accept that a convicted murderer is trying to portray himself now as a victim. What do you say to that?
Well, I think the case is of crucial importance for all citizens of Europe for one reason. Our aim is to underline that the prohibition of torture is an absolute value under the convention and an absolute value of democratic societies. And it is very important for me to emphasize items of evidence which derive from a breach of Article 3 of the convention must not be used in a trial court, irrespective of their probative value, and the convention itself, Article 3, prohibits in absolute terms that torture or inhuman or degrading treatment or punishment, irrespective of the conduct of the person concerned. And so I think we must make clear that evidence which derive from a breach of this central provision is a fruit of a poisonous tree and cannot be used in a trial.
But you're talking as if the courts didn't agree with you, and the German courts back in 2003 threw out the statement which was obtained as a result of this police threat, and the courts punished the police officers. So why are you taking this to Europe when the German courts have already dealt with it?
I think the German courts have not dealt with it. Mr. Daschner was even promoted from the rank of a vice president to the president of a very important headquarters of police a few months after all of this. And the situation of the applicant has not become better in any respect.
But your point was that a court cannot use evidence obtained through torture. And this German court didn't use the evidence. It threw out the statement.
It did only not use several statements, but it did use all items of evidence. And the very important dissenting opinion of Judge Kaladieva from June 2008 has underlined that the items of evidence found as a result of those methods in breach of Article 3 were crucial in support of the charges. They were part of the judgment, and they were, in absolute terms, they were decisive in securing the applicant's conviction. And therefore, I think we must see that it is a fruit of the application of those methods.
Okay.
And perhaps I can quote last sentence. I cannot tell it better than Judge Kaladieva put it when she told us the applicability of the doctrine of the fruits of a poisonous tree is only of theoretical nature in those circumstances, as the facts indicate that the applicant not only made self-incriminatory statements, he directly indicated the corpse of the child and later on the same morning other substantial evidence, and therefore the judgment is a result of those illegal methods.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. That was Dr. Michael Hauschimer, who is the lawyer for Magnus Gafgen, a convicted murderer and kidnapper. A reminder of our main story here on Europe Today. Josef Fritzl, the Austrian man accused of raping and imprisoning his daughter for more than 20 years, as well as fathering